Welcome to the Summary Podcast, presented by Suncoast Venture Studio. The Summary takes dense, complex topics and breaks them down into engaging, approachable conversations for everyone involved in building something extraordinary on the Suncoast. Join us on our journey as we explore a constantly shifting landscape of insights, ideas, and fascinating tidbits. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Summary of Suncoast Venture Studio podcast. We're diving deep into Suncoast arts today.
It's a really fascinating area.
It is.
Yeah.
And we've got a mix of history and community programs and recent events and even like a little peek into the future.
Yeah, it's a dynamic scene, constantly evolving. I mean, you can trace its roots back over a century.
Wow.
And yet it feels incredibly relevant today.
So let's start with the history then.
Okay.
I'm curious about the Sarasota Opera House.
Okay.
It's such a landmark, and I hear it's had quite a journey.
Oh, absolutely. It really embodies the resilience of the arts in this region. Imagine Sarasota, the early 1900s. There was this pioneer named A.B. Edwards who had this vision for a grand entertainment venue.
Wow.
Something to really put Sarasota on the map.
Yeah.
And that vision became the A.B. Edwards Theater in 1926, a stunning Art Deco masterpiece designed for all sorts of performances, including opera.
Oh, so it was intended for opera right from the start?
Well, not quite. It actually went through a lot of transformations.
Interesting.
It faced hurricanes, renovations, even became a movie theater for a while.
Wow.
It even lost its magnificent Robert Morton pipe organ
to
a hurricane in 1928. But through it all, the building survived.
It's amazing how these old buildings can just stand up to that kind of
punishment. It's really quite remarkable.
Punishment, yeah.
Yeah, and then in 1979, a group dedicated to bringing opera to Sarasota, the Solo Opera Guild, saw its potential and purchased it. They made it their home.
Yeah.
And from there, it became the renowned Sarasota Opera House we know today.
What a story.
Yeah.
So today, it's a hub for opera, but I understand it's also home to other art forms.
It certainly is. The Sarasota Opera House has become a dynamic space for various arts. It's got the main theater with its impressive acoustics, the pavilion with banquet and performance spaces, and the more intimate William E. Schmidt Opera Theater.
Okay.
So you'll find symphony, ballet, film festivals, concerts, even comedy shows happening there.
Wow.
It's amazing.
So it's really living up to that original multi-purpose vision.
It is.
That A.B. Edwards had.
Indeed. And it's not just about presenting performances. The Sarasota Opera is also committed to nurturing young talent through its nationally recognized Sarasota Youth Opera Program.
Yeah. I was reading about that. It's pretty expensive, isn't it?
It is.
They've got everything from summer camps to apprentice programs for aspiring opera singers of all ages.
Exactly. They offer a taste of what a professional career in opera could be like, providing training and performance opportunities.
Wow.
And it's not just the opera nurturing young talent. The Sarasota Orchestra also has a remarkable youth program.
Oh, right.
The Sarasota Youth Orchestras.
They have 8 different student ensembles, everything from chamber strings to a full youth philharmonic.
Yes, and they provide structured learning and performance opportunities for young musicians at different skill levels.
That's great.
They've even performed at prestigious venues like Carnegie Hall. It's inspiring to see these organizations not only entertaining audiences, but also fostering the next generation of artists.
It's amazing to think about all these young people getting this opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Sarasota Orchestra takes it a step further by offering tuition assistance and scholarships, making sure that musical education is accessible to all.
Absolutely, which is so important.
Yeah.
And speaking of education, we can't overlook the Solo Repertory Theater and its connection to the FSU Asolo Conservatory for actor training.
Oh, right, yeah.
Asolo Rep is known for its diverse repertoire, new plays, reinterpretations of classics, you name it.
Okay.
Their mission is to engage and inspire audiences through a wide variety of theatrical experiences.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a strong connection to the community through education programs and partnerships.
And the conservatory is one of the top actor training programs in the country, right?
It is.
Wow.
And it has a unique integration with the Solo Rep, offering students invaluable professional experience. Third-year conservatory students actually become part of the Solo Rep company, working alongside seasoned professionals.
That's incredible. So it seems like Sarasota has created this incredible ecosystem for developing talent.
It really has.
Across various disciplines.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not all smooth sailing for the arts in this region, is it?
Sadly, no.
We have to talk about the impact of Hurricane Milton on the Van Wezel Performing Arts Hall.
Yes, that was a devastating blow.
Yeah.
The damage was extensive flooding, roof damage, electrical issues.
Wow.
It forced them to cancel all performances through December 2024.
It's a huge setback, not just for the Van Wezel, but for the entire arts community.
Absolutely.
But they're determined to rebuild, aren't they?
Absolutely. They plan to come back stronger in January 2025. It speaks to the resilience of the arts community here.
Yeah.
But it also raises a critical question. How do we ensure the long-term sustainability of the arts, especially with increasing environmental and financial challenges?
That's a question we need to explore further. But before we do, there's another aspect of Suncoast Arts. We need to discuss the organizations working tirelessly behind the scenes to champion and support the arts.
Yes. Organizations like the Arts and Cultural Alliance of Sarasota County play a crucial role as advocates for arts and culture in the region.
Okay.
They advocate for funding, promote arts education, and foster collaboration within the arts community.
And their impact is tangible. The arts generate over $300 million annually in Sarasota County.
It's true.
Showing just how much the arts contribute to the Suncoast's economy.
It's a major economic driver.
But as you mentioned, there are challenges.
Yes.
The governor's recent veto of arts funding was a huge blow.
It was. Over $1.4 million in grants for Sarasota County organizations were eliminated, and that's on top of existing financial and capacity challenges many nonprofits are already facing. Rising in operating expenses, limited staff capacity, recruitment difficulties, the effects of economic downturn and inflation, it's a lot to navigate.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it highlights the need for creative solutions and community support.
Absolutely.
It really highlights the need for creative solutions and community support.
Absolutely.
I know the Arts and Cultural Alliance is doing a lot to address these challenges.
They are.
Tell me more about their initiatives.
Well, one of their key initiatives is the Sarasota County Arts Education Partnership, or SCAPE.
Mm-hmm.
It brings together educators from over 30 arts organizations, school staff, teaching artists, and community members.
Wow. So it's a pretty big group.
It is.
Yeah.
They advocate for arts education in schools and the broader community.
So they're really focused on making sure the arts are a fundamental part of education in Sarasota County.
Exactly. They believe that arts education is crucial for a well-rounded education. They stay updated on research about its value and impact and actively advocate for continued support, especially with funding cuts happening.
Yeah, given the current climate, that advocacy work seems more crucial than ever.
It really is.
What other programs do they run?
They have EdExplore SRQ, which is an online platform that connects teachers, principals, and parents with experiential learning opportunities.
Oh, interesting.
It showcases hundreds of offerings by local nonprofits and teaching artists, all reviewed by school district staff to ensure they align with educational standards.
Oh, wow. So it's like a curated directory of enriching experiences.
It is.
That go beyond the traditional classroom setting.
That's a great way to play it.
Yeah.
It helps people discover museum visits, theatrical performances, art workshops, all sorts of things.
Oh, cool.
And when it comes to funding, the Arts and Cultural Alliance plays a significant role there, too.
Right.
Yeah.
I was reading about their Tourist Development Cultural Arts Program.
Yeah.
Or TVCA.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a clever way to use tourism dollars to support the arts.
It is. They offer competitive funding to arts and cultural organizations for productions, exhibitions, and events that attract tourists.
Okay.
The funding comes from the tourist development tax on short-term rentals in Sarasota County.
Interesting.
The Alliance manages the grant process, reviews applications, and makes recommendations.
It's a system that ensures those funds are used thoughtfully and strategically.
It is.
But they don't just focus on the big players, do they?
No, they don't.
They also have programs for smaller arts groups.
They do. They have opportunity grants specifically for smaller local organizations that might not be eligible for TDCA funding.
So they really try to reach a wide spectrum of the arts community.
They do.
Where does the funding for those grants come from?
It comes from proceeds of the State of the Arts license plate sales in Sarasota County.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a great example of how direct community support can make a difference.
Yeah, it speaks volumes about how much people here value a thriving arts scene. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you a leader sitting on untapped potential? Have a solution to a pressing industry challenge? Or a groundbreaking concept waiting to take flight? At Suncoast Venture Studio, we specialize in transforming ideas into venture-scale businesses that solve real-world problems and drive lasting impact. We're more than just a venture studio. We're your innovation partner, whether it's unlocking value from corporate innovation, translating university research into commercial ventures, or addressing systemic issues in government and beyond. We have the tools, expertise, and network to bring your vision to life. Let's transform challenges into opportunities and ideas into thriving ventures. Together, we're not just launching startups. We're building Florida's Venture Coast. Ready to make an impact? Visit suncoast.studio to connect with us today.
It seems like the Arts and Cultural Alliance wears many hats.
They do.
From advocacy and education to funding and resource development.
They're a vital connector in the arts ecosystem, bringing artists, organizations, and the community together.
Mm-hmm.
Their tagline, "Shining Brighter Through the Arts," really captures their essence.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now let's shift gears a bit and delve a bit deeper into Asolo Repertory Theater.
Okay.
We've talked about their diverse repertoire in connection to the FSU Asolo Conservatory.
Right.
But what are some of their programs that really stand out?
Well, one is the Illumination Series, which focuses on performances and events that promote cross-cultural conversations within the community.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
They use theater to explore diverse perspectives and foster understanding.
It sounds like a powerful way to use art for social good.
It is.
What about families with young children?
Mm.
Do they have programs tailored for them?
They do. They have Playdate, which allows parents and caregivers to enjoy performances while their children engage in activities related to the play's themes.
Oh, what a brilliant idea.
Yeah, that's great.
It removes a barrier that many families face.
It does.
And what about accessibility for those with hearing impairments?
They partner with VISCOM, a sign language interpreting agency, to offer ASL interpreted performances for every show.
That's fantastic.
It is.
Everyone should have the opportunity to experience live theater.
Absolutely.
And they also offer resources for aspiring actors.
They do. They have an audition workshop led by Asolo Rep's artistic associate, Kat Bendisi, which provides insights and hands-on experience in the audition process.
That's a valuable resource.
It is.
And it's great that they also have camps and classes for younger artists, introducing them to the world of theater.
Yes, they have a whole range of educational programs.
That's awesome.
For those interested in understanding the creative process, they offer talkbacks, which are post-show discussions with a cast member.
Oh, that's cool.
And if you can't make it to the theater, there's Asolo Rep on Tour, bringing adaptations of classic literature to communities and schools throughout Florida.
Wow, so they're really committed to reaching a wider audience.
They are.
And making theater an integral part of the community.
It's really impressive.
It is. Now let's turn our attention to the FSU Asolo Conservatory for Actor Training.
Okay.
Consistently ranked as one of the top MFA programs in the world.
It's a gem in the Suncoast's arts crown.
Wow.
It's a rigorous 3-year program, and only 12 students are selected annually from thousands of applicants nationwide.
Wow, that is really
selective. I know.
Selective.
The curriculum blends intensive classroom training, guest artist workshops, and importantly, professional production experience at Asolo Rep.
Right. That integration with Asolo Rep is what truly sets them apart.
It does. The students get to work with seasoned professionals, honing their craft through a real-world environment.
Yeah.
And when they graduate, they're eligible to join Actors Equity Association, the labor union representing professional actors and stage managers.
It's a fantastic stepping stone for their careers.
Yes.
Speaking of stepping stones, it's clear that Sarasota itself plays a significant role in fostering this vibrant arts community.
Sarasota is known as Florida's cultural coast.
Right.
And it's a well-deserved title. This city truly values and supports the arts.
Yeah, it's not just the big institutions.
Mm-hmm.
It's the smaller galleries, studios, performance spaces.
Yes.
And organizations all contributing to this rich cultural tapestry.
You can find inspiration around every corner, from the grand architecture of the Sarasota Opera House to the intimate charm of a hidden art gallery.
And the community truly embraces the arts.
They do.
People here turn out for performances, exhibitions, festivals.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of their lives.
They understand the impact of the arts, not just for entertainment, but also for their ability to enrich lives, build community, and even stimulate economic growth.
It's a city that understands that the arts are essential, not just a luxury.
Exactly. And that understanding is evident in their continued investment in the arts, from public art installations to funding for arts education programs.
It's about cultivating a sustainable arts ecosystem.
It is.
And this ecosystem is constantly evolving, right?
Absolutely.
There are always new initiatives and collaborations emerging.
For example, the recent partnership between the Sarasota Art Museum and Asolo Repertory Theater, offering those free kids acting classes on second Sundays, shows how organizations are coming together to make the arts more accessible.
It's a testament to the collaborative spirit that defines the Suncoast arts community.
And that spirit will be crucial in overcoming the challenges that lie ahead.
Speaking of challenges, we can't ignore the impact of Hurricane Milton on the Van Wassel Performing Arts Hall.
It was heartbreaking to see the damage.
Yeah.
That distinctive purple seashell shape
right.
has been a symbol of cultural vibrancy on Sarasota Bay since 1969. Yep. I mean, it's hosted legendary performers, Broadway productions, world-class musicians.
Wow.
The acoustics and ambiance are exceptional.
It's a place where people have created so many memories.
Yes.
And it's more than just a building.
Right.
It's a community hub.
Exactly. And the impact of the hurricane extended far beyond the physical damage. Countless performances, events, educational programs
right.
had to be canceled. The financial losses were substantial, yeah. and the emotional toll on everyone involved was immense.
I can imagine. But amidst the devastation, there was this incredible surge of support.
There was.
People rallied around the Van Wassel, determined to see it restored.
The Van Wassel Foundation launched a fundraising campaign, and the community really stepped up.
That's great.
It shows how much this venue means to people.
It's a beacon of hope, a reminder that even in the face of adversity,
mm-hmm.
the arts have the power to unite and inspire us.
Absolutely.
And speaking of expiration, we have to revisit the Sarasota Opera's incredible achievement, completing the Verdi cycle.
Oh, yes.
28 years.
Wow.
Every single work composed by Giuseppe Verdi.
It's an incredible feat.
It's a testament to their artistic vision, dedication, and meticulous research.
It really is.
They brought opera lovers from all over the world to Sarasota,
mm-hmm.
solidifying the city's reputation as a destination for those seeking authentic Verdi performances.
Absolutely. A true testament to their commitment.
It's an achievement that will resonate for years to come. And it's not just opera that shines brightly here.
Right.
The Sarasota Orchestra also plays a vital role in the cultural landscape.
They truly are a cornerstone of the Suncoast's musical scene.
They perform over 100 concerts annually.
Wow.
Spanning classical, pops, chamber music, and community outreach programs.
And their commitment to education and community engagement is truly admirable.
It is.
Their young person's concerts have been an annual tradition for decades, introducing countless children to the wonder of orchestral music.
And their summer music camp provides a unique experience for young musicians to hone their skills and connect with others who share their passion.
Yeah, it's a fantastic program.
It's all about nurturing a lifelong love of music.
It is, and it ties back to what we were discussing earlier about the importance of cultivating future generations of artists and arts patrons.
Right, it's an investment in the future of Suncoast Arts.
Exactly, and as we look to that future, I think technology is going to play an increasingly important role.
Oh, interesting.
We're already seeing the impact of digital platforms, live streams, virtual tours, online art moments.
It's expanding access to the arts in unprecedented ways.
It is.
And who knows what the future holds? Virtual reality performances, interactive art installations, AI-powered collaborations.
It's very exciting to think about.
The possibilities are exciting.
They are. It's a fascinating time to be involved in the arts. But even as we embrace new technologies, it's crucial to remember the core values that have always been at the heart of Suncoast Arts community, collaboration, and a deep appreciation for the transformative power of art.
Those values are woven into the very fabric of this region. It's what makes Suncoast Arts so special. It's not just about the institutions.
Right.
It's about the people, their passion, and their commitment to making art a part of everyday life.
Absolutely. That's what I hope our listeners take away from this deep dive.
Yeah.
Suncoast Arts isn't just something to observe from a distance. It's an invitation to participate, to engage, to become a part of something vibrant and meaningful.
It's a reminder that art is for everyone, and it has the power to enrich our lives in countless ways.
So go out there, explore the galleries, attend the performances, take a class, volunteer your time, donate to support the arts, become a part of the story.
And who knows, maybe this deep dive has sparked a new passion, a new connection, a new way of seeing the world through the lens of artistic expression.
That would be wonderful because art has the power to open our minds, touch our hearts, and inspire us to live more creative and fulfilling lives.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Suncoast Arts.